Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some walking and some running, celebrate the birthdays of Alex Hill and Kay Swift, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, April 19th, marked the birth in 1897 in New York City of composer Catherine Faulkner Swift. Her father, Samuel Swift, was music critic for the New York Evening Mail, and Kay received formal musical training at the Institute of Musical Art, now the Juilliard School, and at the New England Conservatory. In 1927, she was rehearsal pianist for the Broadway show A Connecticut Yankee. With her husband, banker James P. Warburg, writing under the name of Paul James, Kay collaborated on songs for three Broadway revues, The Little Show in 1929, and Garrick Gaieties and the 915 Review, both in 1930. Also in 1930, Kay wrote the music and Paul James the lyrics for Fine and Dandy, which ran for 255 performances, and was the first Broadway show with the entire score written by a woman. In 1935, she and Warburg were divorced as a result of her involvement with George Gershwin, and Swift went on to work as a staff composer at Radio City Music Hall. She served as supervisor of music for the 1939 New York World's Fair, where she met her second husband, rancher Fay Hubbard, who was an exhibitor at the fair. They spent 6 years in Oregon training stunt horses for Hollywood, and Swift's memoir of life on the ranch, called Who Could Ask for Anything More, was eventually turned into the 1950 movie Never a Dull Moment, starring Irene Dunne and Fred McMurray. At a musical tribute to her in October of 1986, she played her last known composition, Keep On Keeping On. Kay Swift died in Southington, Connecticut on January 28, 1993. Here are three from the pen of Kay Swift.
The story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Thank you.
can this be love? This mystery, can this be love? I'm in a blue haze where nothing seems quite real. I wander through days with this crazy feeling. What can it be? Can this be love? This thing that I keep dreaming of. Oh, through the night till I wake at early dawn, tell me, can this be love?
Victor Arden and Phil Oman, or Phil Oman and Victor Arden and their orchestra, and Fine and Dandy from the show of the same name. The vocalist on that October 7, 1930 Victor recording was Frank Luther. Fine and Dandy was preceded by the musical question, Can This Be Love?, also from Fine and Dandy. That was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra as the Travelers under the direction of Jimmy Dorsey on November 7, 1930. We began our tribute to Kay Swift with Lewis Conrad performing the vocal with Leo Reisman and his orchestra on Can't We Be Friends from The Little Show. Composer Kay Swift, born April 19, 1897. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 19th, marked the birth in 1906 in Little Rock, Arkansas, of composer, arranger, pianist, and bandleader Alex Hill. He was a professional musician at age 16, playing with territory bands including those of Alvin Fats Waller and Terrence Holder. In the mid-20s, he joined Mutt Carey's Jeffersonians and was writing for Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. In the late 20s, Alex Hill was in Chicago working as staff arranger for the Melrose Brothers Publishing Company and playing and recording with Jimmy Wade's Dixielanders and Jimmy Noon's Apex Club Orchestra. In December of 1930, Hill teamed up with Thomas Fats Waller as part of the seasonal review Hello 1931 at New York's Alhambra Theater. He was appointed staff arranger at Mills Music in 1934, where he wrote for the Duke Ellington Orchestra. He formed his own band in 1936 for an engagement at the Savoy Ballroom in New York, but he was forced to disband after a few days because of ill health. Alex Hill died in Little Rock, Arkansas in February of 1937. Here are three from Alex Hill. Thank you.
how you had your way, pretty baby. You've had your way, mama, mama, all the loving time. Someday I'm going to leave you, sweetheart. You can have your way and I'll have mine. Every cloud, baby, don't you notice, has a silver lining. Mama, why don't you try and wait till until the loving sun shines, all mean baby shines through. You can find you somebody else then, sweetheart. I'll try to find me somebody too. Thank you.
Alex Hill in his Hollywood Sepians and a Fats Waller composition, Functionizin', recorded in New York on September 10, 1934. Functionizin' was preceded by the Hokum Trio, which consisted of Alex Hill on piano, Cecil Scott on clarinet, and Ikey Robinson playing banjo, and performing the vocal on You've Had Your Way, which may have been an Alex Hill composition. That's from May 1, 1930. We began our tribute to Alex Hill with Southbound, definitely an Alex Hill composition performed by Alex Hill and his orchestra in Chicago on February 8, 1930.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. It's time now for this week's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is peripatetic, P-E-R-I-P-A-T-E-T-I-C. Peripatetic is an adjective meaning of, relating to, or given to walking. So here's a set of peripatetic songs, beginning with Johnny Detroit and his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra.
A dream, oh, what a wonderful dream. I can smell flowers rare, but there ain't any there. I'm walking around in a dream. Love songs are born on each breeze. Songbirds are singing in trees. But there ain't any breeze, and there ain't any breeze. I'm walking around in a dream. This says I'm bugs, Papa shrugs, and he acts like he might be so. Ma looks so sad, says the lad's got it bad, worse than he had before. Gazing up at sunny skies, raindrops fall into my eyes. Reason is I confess that somebody's dead, yeah. Walking around in a just dreaming, walking around in a dream.
That hidey-hi, baby. Who's that who's got me jealous on you? Who walks in when I walk out? Come tell me now. Don't you know you're my baby? Who's that who's got me very worried, too? Yeah, badly. When we kiss, I kind of miss that something that used to be. Because every day while I'm away, I know you're going uptown when I'm out of town. Now, who walks in when I walk out? And who gives you that hidey-hi, baby? Who's that who's got me awfully jealous? The dog.
Thank you.
Some peripatetic songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Johnny Detroit and his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra with When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, All the Little Birdies Go Tweet, Tweet, Tweet. That was written by Gene Austin, Jimmy McHugh, and Irving Mills, and was recorded around January 12, 1925. Next, it was Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra and Walkin' Around in a Dream. That was recorded exactly 76 years ago today. The vocalist was Ted O'Hara, who played banjo in the band. Walkin' Around in a Dream was written by Larry Yole, Robert Spencer, and Ted Lewis, who recorded it for Columbia. We finished up with Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra and Who Walks In When I Walk Out from February 1, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. This past week, April 19th, way back in 1897, the first Boston Marathon, the first of its type in the U.S., was run. The winner of the first Boston Marathon was John J. McDermott of New York City. Last segment we had some songs about walking, but to commemorate the Boston Marathon, here are some rapidly rotating records about running, beginning with Ladd's Black Aces.
he thought he'd have some time. But the thing was on the plate, it wasn't worth a dime. Billy listened for a tick and almost passed away. He put the watch up to his ear and heard it softly say, I do not choose to run, I do not choose to run. Try and shake me, you can't make me, my spring days are done. Wind me up once more, then drop me on the floor. Now I don't care, I just declare, I do not choose to run. Everywhere that Willie went, the band was sure to go. When they heard this little song, now things have changed about. When Billy whispers, let's go, boys, the band begins to shout.
We do not choose to play. We do not choose to play. Break our fiddles, pass us bristles, throw our backs away. We will whistle, yell hip hip hooray. Anything will even sing, we do not choose to play.
A set of running songs to commemorate the Boston Marathon. We began with Ladd's Black Aces, Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole, Jimmy Lytell, Frank Signorelli, and Jack Roth, and Runnin' Wild. The lyrics were written by Joe Gray and Leo Wood, and the music was composed by A. Harrington Gibbs. What a great name, A. Harrington Gibbs. That was recorded on January 16, 1923. Next, we heard Joe Venuti's Blue Four and Runnin' Ragged from October 18, 1929. Runnin' Ragged was written by Frank Trumbauer, and you heard Tram in that recording playing bassoon, of all things. We finished up with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, March 14, 1928, and I Do Not Choose to Run. Apparently last week or the week before, I announced a vocal by Tom Stacks on a record that didn't have a vocal. But that was definitely Tom Stacks on I Do Not Choose to Run.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to begin this edition of This Week in Recording History is Marion Harris.
Potato wedding, and then came me. Folks sing, The way I walk is a fad, but it's just a birthday present from my mammy and dad. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby. I wanna be jazzing all the time. There's something in the tone of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle on my own. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, full of jazz bow harmonies. You know that walk the dog and ball the jack that calls all the talk? Well, that's just a copy of the way I naturally walk. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. While a cradle went to and fro, to and fro, to the tune of the tickle soul. Ever since I started in the grow, I love to hear the music play and see my dear old mammy swaying jazz, jazz. That's all I ever knew all day long. Ooh, I never would get through. Jazz, jazz. That's all I wanna do, play me a little jazz, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. Wanna be jazzing all the time. There's something in the tone of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle on my own, 'cause I'm a jazz baby. Full of jazz bow harmonies. You know that walk the dog and ball the jack that calls all the talk? Folks, that's just a copy of the way I naturally walk. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me.
Thank you. We're in the money. We're in the money. You know, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. Yes, sir, look, the skies are sunny. Old man Depression, say you're through. You've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. No, sir. When we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Aha. Come on, my little honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, rolling, rolling along.
Thank you.
began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Marian Harris, April 19, 1919, and Jazz Baby, written by Blanche Merrill and M.K. Jerome. Then it was novelty pianist Felix Arndt and An Operatic Nightmare, pianistic distortions of some classical themes you may have recognized. That was recorded by Victor all the way back on April 14, 1916. Felix Arndt's birthday is coming up next month, and we'll have a segment dedicated to him, which will include his most famous composition, Nola. Next, it was Ted Lewis and his band with the Gold Diggers song from Gold Diggers of 1933, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. That's from April 19, 1933, and you heard a nice trombone solo in there from George Brunies. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocal duet on Dust, Dust. That's from the MGM picture Children of Pleasure and was written by Fred Fisher with the lyric by Andy Wright. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.